and welcome to Beyond Reproach. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tux.
And we're doing a mini-sode.
Yes, today is the mini-sode. But today we're going to do something a little bit different. Instead of introducing a new topic or reading listener mail, today we're going to be talking a little bit about ourselves.
What?
This is not something that we are incredibly...
I'm busy today.
Yeah. If you've been listening along, you know that we are not super comfortable talking about ourselves, so please bear with us if things get a little bit awkward.
Awkward is kind of my brand.
Yes, both of us. Welcome to Beyond Reproach. So to start with, we have an announcement to make. Our first season of the show is almost at a close. After today's mini-sode, we have one more episode coming. And that'll be episode 10, and that will be the end of season 1 for us.
Yes, we did it.
Yeah. When we first started doing this, we weren't sure exactly how things were going to go, if we were going to, like, release new episodes every couple weeks and just keep going, or if we would do seasons. After almost a year of researching and recording and learning and growing and doing, and we've decided we need a little bit of a break.
We do. Yeah, especially as summer approaches. We love doing the podcast and we have so much fun, but it is a lot of work and we have full-time jobs.
Yes. And summer is like traveling season.
Yeah.
So we need to be able to also have time for that.
Yes.
Stephanie and I both were on vacation recently and it was
same time, randomly.
Yeah. We were both in Europe, in different parts of Europe at the same time, like texting each other. Yeah. I'm texting from Spain to Stephanie, who's in Italy.
Like, he's like, watch Drag Race.
But the whole time I'm like, we had an episode that was released while we were in Europe and organizing that and then dealing with Instagram.
It was
and yeah, it was a lot. So
tricky for Tux.
Yeah. We're not just taking a break for like a mental break, but it's also a time for us to have a moment to sort of step back, see what we've done, listen to the older episodes, reflect on what we've done and what we want. If you've been listening along, you'll know, you'll probably notice how things have changed a little bit from the beginning. I think those changes are probably more apparent for me and Stephanie, but...
Yeah, our episodes have gotten shorter and hopefully a little bit tighter.
It's definitely tighter, easier to listen to, easier to like follow along,
I think.
I hope, anyways.
I hope, yes.
But we still have room for improvement and we want to take some time to step back and reflect and figure out what we can be doing better. But we also have some big plans, which we'll mention shortly. We do just want to let you know this break is short.
Yes.
We're only going to be taking June and July, and we'll be back in August.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. So don't freak. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared. Don't you dare be scared.
We'll hold you. We'll be back soon. So first of all, I want to say thank you.
Yes.
I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to say thank you to our listeners and supporters. This show has been a huge creative undertaking, and we've learned and grown so much in the past year. Strangely, it was at my birthday brunch.
Yes.
At Guadalupe
Inn. Oh my God,
Inn,
almost a year.
That the idea for the show was birthed.
Yeah.
And my birthday is coming up again soon, so it's really full circle. And we're going to go to brunch at Guadalupe Inn right after this.
Yeah, wow. Amazing. This year has flown by.
It's really so fast. I also want to stop and say thank you. I mean, we've said this before, but we need to say 1,000 thank yous to Tim Clough, our sound engineer, editor, and producer.
Yeah. Biggest fan. Our
sounding board.
System.
he's the best.
Yeah.
Initially, we asked him to help us with editing. He was at that brunch.
Yeah.
My birthday brunch. And he sort of agreed to help edit things because neither of us are very savvy with
tech things.
Yeah.
Little did he know what he had just signed himself
That was
up
not
for.
The initial plan. Yeah, the initial plan was that he'd just sort of show us the ropes and eventually we would take on the editing process ourselves, but it became abundantly clear almost immediately that Tim had a gift for this.
He's so good.
And we have no fucking clue what we're doing.
None.
So the reins were never passed.
Yes.
In the beginning, he started as sound engineer and editor, but he has taken on so much more than that over these past few months that you guys don't see or hear. you know, Stephanie and I have learned a lot about being comfortable with hearing our own voices and like learning our own style.
Still a process for me. Yeah. I've gotten a lot better. Oh, this has nothing to do with anything, but I recently started dating this guy and I asked him last night, like I took a long pause. I'm like, can I ask you a question? And he's kind of smart as like, you already asked. I'm like, I know, another question. Eye roll. I'm like, does my voice sound shrill? Oh, no. The answer was no, you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, and how did he answer? He's still alive.
He's still alive. I did not hit him in the throat.
But, you know, as we have learned about doing better research and telling better and more enjoyable stories and self-editing and making sure our outlines are tighter, Tim has been the one to make all that stuff happen.
Yes.
At least sort of like the impetus for that.
Mm-hmm. He's giving us great feedback and direction behind the scenes.
He's had such a heavy hand in the growth of this show.
Oh,
so
massive.
Everyone say a prayer for Tim.
Yeah. Light a candle. Yes.
I hope that you guys are enjoying the improvements and you're noticing the improvements because we put a lot of work into
things. That'd be funny if they're listening. They're like, what improvements?
What are you talking about?
What?
You don't know what you're doing.
Well, true. Everyone who listens to podcasts kind of has the same goals: to be inspired, to be entertained, or to be educated. I like to think that we kind of do all three, but that might be the rosé talk. It's really important that we're getting reviews, basically. Rankings on both iTunes and Stitcher are determined by four factors: subscribers, downloads, ratings, and reviews. So the more of each we have, the higher the podcast ranks, and the higher it ranks, the more people we get to reach. Thoughtful reviews are great, but a 5-star review with like 7 eggplant emojis also would make my day.
Eggplants is fun.
It's real fun.
Eggplants are fun. Eggplants is fun. And you never know who those eggplants are for. Are they Harding's eggplants? Are they Groper's eggplants?
Harding would leave a soliloquy. It would be very, very long. And yeah, there'd be some Jerry in there, perhaps. Yeah, Jerry thinks we're swell. We're going to read all of our reviews, basically.
Yeah.
We have 5 reviews so far. We need more.
Please.
Please, pretty please. So our first review says, thought-provoking, entertaining. Each episode provides an extensive historical lesson in intellectually stimulating and comical manner. I've been pleasantly surprised by the expansion in my U.S. history knowledge, and I love sharing new, in quotations, to me, information with my colleagues and peers. Thanks, Beyond Reproach. Keep doing what you do. And you too, Tim. I appreciate the wisdom you share when you take the mic as well. Shout out to Tim. So our second review says, I love your podcast. I think I'm learning more about presidential history from you than in school social studies class. You make me laugh and time goes by so quickly. Keep up the great job. Thanks. We have another review that reads, I got hooked on this podcast because of a friend of mine at work. Beyond Reproach is fun, entertaining, and informative. I find strange facts interesting, and the drinks don't hurt either. One day I'll get around to trying an old-fashioned. Keep up the great work.
You gotta get around to trying an old-fashioned.
Oh, God. Yeah, prepare to be drunk. Yeah. But
that's the thing is, because I have a lot of cocktail recipes on my food blog.
Yeah.
And I always get comments from people that are like, you make this sound so good, but I don't like whiskey. Or like, you make this sound so good, but I'm not like a fan of hard liquor. So I'm like, an old fashioned is not for you
if you're not
a fan of hard liquor or whiskey.
Yeah.
You got to enjoy a good stiff cocktail if you're going to enjoy an old fashioned. But if you are somebody who likes whiskey and or strong cocktails, an old fashioned is not like some frou-frou, like fruity frozen drink.
No, it's not a blue Hawaiian.
It's not a blue Hawaiian.
That was delicious, though.
That recipe is on our website, too. Just to make sure everybody understands, we have a website, beyondreproachpod.com, and all of our cocktail recipes are on the website. So if any of them sounded good to you over the past season or in future seasons to come, check it out.
Yeah,
there's a cocktails section of the website. And if you like a strong cocktail, there's a couple good strong whiskey drinks and gin drinks.
Yeah, Manhattan.
But if you prefer a lighter sort of fruity frozen drink, that blue Hawaiian yeah. is the bee's knees.
It really is. It really is. Especially with the summer coming up. It tastes like summer to me.
It's so good. Yeah.
If summer was like turquoise. It's the color is horrifying.
The color of...
When you mix it, when you blend it with the coconut...
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
But the color of blue curacao on its own, it looks like drain cleaner.
Yes.
It does not look like something you should be consuming. It looks
brighter than Windex. Yeah. It looks poisonous, basically. Yeah. But it isn't, we swear.
Yeah. Like that stuff. Have you ever seen Heathers?
No.
Oh. There's a movie called Heathers where... Well, I don't want to spoil the movie because if anybody hasn't seen it, it's good. But there's a part where they give somebody drain cleaner to drink, and that's the color that it is.
Yeah.
Weird, deep blue.
I said cerulean. You accused me of using a $5 word.
Yes. That is a $5 word. We have a few more, just two more reviews to read. So this one's real short. Short and to the point. I love it. This podcast is great if you're interested in history and politics. Hidden gem.
Aw.
Perfect.
I love it. I mean, it could use some eggplants, but you know, it's okay. It's okay. Next time.
More eggplants next time. And then, I tend to shy away from all things political, especially currently, but I stumbled upon this podcast and I'm hooked. Those drinks always sound so delicious.
Yay.
I guess we're doing our job.
They are. We're clearly enjoying the cocktails you make.
That's what we have so far, but we're hoping that we come back from our break and we have some more.
We want to do like a contest for listener feedback. So whoever sends us a review between now and...
August, we'll be back.
August? Oh, that's right. Okay.
Early August, yes.
Whoever wins, we're going to pick our favorite, is going to get a cross stitch that says F that S.
Yes.
And a shout out on the pod.
Yes. There might be multiple winners, or we might just do one, like a package for the one winner, depending on how many entries we get.
There's going to be many people.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys do your jobs, then there will be multiple winners. But there is also a Fancy Pants Beyond Reproach tote bag up for grabs as well.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
You guys, it's big and bold.
Big and bold. And
just a perfect like addition to everyone's wardrobe. Did you say just like me?
Yes. Big and bold.
I feel like you're more zesty.
Zesty. Ooh. What is it? Latrice Royale says on Drag Race, chunky yet funky.
Oh.
That's
love
me.
Love her.
Chunky yet funky. anyways, so speaking of this big and bold, beautiful tote bag,
yes,
we also hope that by the time we come back from our break in August, we will have an official merch shop.
Yes.
Shoppy,
a
if you will.
Shoppy with an E at the end.
Yes.
Because we's fans.
Yes. That will be hopefully added to our website by the time we come back. We already know that we will have a tote bag, but I'm hoping that we can kind of come up with some other fun, creative ideas for merch before we come back. Mugs, maybe, stickers. We'll see. You
maybe
know.
Tees. I think a t-shirt
great. I would never wear one in public because I'm like, I don't want to be like, you're that guy that does that podcast of the t-shirt that you're wearing.
Yeah, that is a little awkward.
Not that anyone is recognizing me
on
the street.
Not yet.
Exactly. Yes. Aspirational.
Yes. Put it on your vision board.
Imagine it. It will come true. We went and saw a screening of Tu Wong Fu the other day, and that's a major part of like, if you want something, just imagine it to be true.
Yeah, real sweet, but eye rolls for days.
Yes. It's like The Secret by drag queens. It's The Secret for drag queens. Yes. What else do we have coming up? So we're definitely going to have a shop. We'll be doing the giveaway. Please write some reviews because you can enter to win.
Yes. And just stay tuned, right?
Yeah. We might do a Patreon.
Oh,
soon.
We're thinking about it.
Yeah. We got some stuff. We got some stuff in the mix. I guess you'll hear the rest of it as we get it worked out.
Maybe we'll put like a new section on the website with just like things that we're doing.
We got some ideas. We don't want to talk too much in depth yet because we don't know exactly.
Yeah.
2 months is not that long to get all of these different things.
Yeah.
But anyways, you know, again, thank you guys so much for
listening.
Putting up with us spitballing on air.
It's wild that people listen who aren't our friends and family.
It's so shocking.
Yeah. That's the point, obviously, but it still feels a little strange.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And we'll see you soon. Or you will hear from us. There's one more episode to come.
Yeah.
Episode 10 will come out in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you'll hear from us in August. I think August 5th is the first Monday. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. And we'll still be on the social meds.
True things. Story.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. So cheers.
Cheers.
Yay, we did it.
Success.
No, not a cheers fail. It's yeah. So as usual, please begin. I've had one glass of rosé and I'm already tongue-tied. Yeah, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on social media.
Yes.
Beyond Reproach Pod. Do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
We'll see you soon.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Ta-da.